Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7. WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Perfect girl. She's got every single thing that makes up my wildest dreams. Sometimes I still can't quite believe she's holding me, 'cause she got it all. In my prayer, until I saw her face, I knew I'd found the place where I could keep my every faith eternally, 'cause she got it all.
Well, so you're standing in the middle of the thunder and lightning. I know you're feeling like you just can't win, but you're trying. It's hard to keep on keeping on when you're being pushed around. Don't even know which way is up. You just keep spinning down, round, down. Every storm runs out of rain, just like every dark night turns into day. Every heartache will fade away, just like every storm runs out of rain. So hold your head up and tell yourself that there's something more. Walk out that door. Go find a new rose. Don't be afraid of the thorns, 'cause we all have thorns. Just put your feet up to the edge. Put your face in the wind. And when you fall back down, keep on remembering.
Allen on West Country 105.5 WIRI, just after 6 o'clock on this Tuesday evening. Hope everything's going great out there. Seth with you right now. We are less than an hour away from Lincoln Boys Hockey taking on Wausau West. A simulcast with our good friends up at WXCO Radio in Wausau. We've got Chad Holmes and Mr. Bob Look on the call tonight. Make sure you tune in for that. It's going to start about 6:50 tonight. On the way, we've got some Lainey Wilson right now. Joe Nichols, Give Me That Girl on 105.5.
Hang up that red dress, let down your hair, cancel those reservations, there's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now, girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I want to see. Give me that girl. Give me the girl that's beautiful. without a trace of makeup on, barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song, dancing around like a fool, starting her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I want to see. Give me that girl. Give me that girl.
Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to, and you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine, makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home in a 4x4 by you. Out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on the tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Oh, Civic Media app.
105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa.
Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. I could work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
Clay Walker on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Coming up next Monday, the 17th, it is the next Networking at Night event with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. This time it's going to be at Mid-State Technical College. Starts at about 5 o'clock, goes till about 7. 532nd Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. It's going to be held inside their Gourmet Cafe. It's open to members, potential members, and free to just about anyone to attend. It's going to have appetizers. There's going to be raffles. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's the next Networking at Night event coming up at Mid-State Technical College Monday, February 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. Sounds like a very good time. On the way, we've got Sugarland and Rascal Flatts on 105.5.
WisCountry 105.5 WIRI on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds for tonight, a low near zero. Snow showers for tomorrow, 1 to 3 inches by tomorrow evening, a high in the mid-teens. And with sunshine on Thursday, a high only in the low teens. Currently, it's 6.
I love hearing that shower turn on, bet there's nothing but a towel on you. You sing along with some Timberlake bumping, but he ain't got nothing on you. I don't wanna hear the coffee pouring, a goodbye kiss, then locking the door. Yeah, sounds like leaving you. Oh, it's a little too loud on the highway. I wanna pull back in your driveway. It's way too quiet at my place. Wanna come on over, come on over. I just wanna hear that ringtone. I like it turned up when you're blowing up my phone. Wanna hear you say come on over, 'cause when you tell me to come on over, I like the sound of that. The sound of the thunder rolling, it makes you move a little closer to me. And girl, I bet that your neighbors hate us, 'cause we could laugh all night and never sleep. We can worry about the world in the morning, light up a candle, lock the door. Wanna stay right here with you. Yes, I. It's a little too loud on the highway. I wanna pull back in your driveway. It's way too quiet at my place. Wanna come on over, come on over. I just wanna hear that ringtone. I like it turned up when you're blowing up my phone. Wanna hear you say come on over, 'cause when you tell me to come on over, I like the sound of that. I like the sound, I like the sound of that.
Hard to wake up, fill my coffee cup, house is dirty, but it can wait. Yeah, 'cause right now I need some downtime to drink some red wine and celebrate. Yeah, Armageddon could be knocking at my door, but I ain't gonna answer, that's for sure. There's gotta be something, gotta be something more. Gotta be more than this. I need a little less hard time. I need a little more bliss. I'm gonna take my chances, taking a chance I might find what I'm looking for. Gotta be something more. Got to be
your kiss turned me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day just trying to write a song, I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turn your back on me, walked away, not a thing about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart. Some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love you anyway. Even if I knew the day we met you'd I love you anyway.
Wisconsin Rapids, home for country favorites and classics. 105.5 WIRI.
See you and me riding like Bonnie and Clyde, road 95 burning down 129, yeah. Looking for the law while I push my luck. She loves shotgun like it ain't no thing. Turn the radio off so the girl can sing right. Pull them to the party like y'all was some. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town. Get up, drop the tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. I gotta tip my hat. Never thought a country song make you move like that, yeah. And she's doing it in Daisy Dukes, girl. She got you tapping on the boy show. Hey, dog, check this out, man. It's Adam Girls doing
it. Saw this when I was just kind of combing through the newspapers. It's true crime, Appleton crime stories. It's this Thursday, February 30th, 5 to 7 at the Appleton Historical Society. And you're the main man. Tell us about it.
Well, one of the board members actually mentioned it when we all started to tell the story. When I was at the Pittsburgh Department, I went to tell the story that Thursday night presentation. So I said, sure, that's what we really need. We've got a number of them that I worked on.
So you're going to share these stories Thursday night. That's pretty much what it is. It's you telling true crime stories that you really experienced.
And these are kind of old. These are back from, you know, the probably 1970s, 1980s.
See, I find those kind of more fascinating. We didn't quite have the technology that we have now. And I know you've been retired a while, but were those cases comparatively harder to solve? The technology? Or were they easier somehow?
They were a lot harder. Like fingerprints, you had to know your suspect's name to match your fingerprints. You know, now they have what they call APIS, automated computer machine. Throw it on down, this quiet little country town to get up. Back then you had to know who the suspect was.
So you could pull a peek from the scene, but then you'd have to So, alright. So tell me, if people come out Thursday, what will the evening be like? Do you get introduced as a moderator?
I think I'll just start with the story.
They called them crazy when they started out. Said 17's too young to know what love's about. They've been together 58 years now. That's crazy. He brought home 67 bucks a week. Bought a little two-bedroom house on Maple Street, where she blessed him with 6 more mouths to feed. Now that's crazy. Just ask him how he did it. He'll say, pull up a seat. It'll only take a minute to tell you everything. Be a best friend, tell the truth, and overuse I love you. Go to work and do your best. Don't outsmart your common sense. Never let your praying knees get lazy. Set them home computers, boy, they'll never take off. Well, he sold his one-man shop to Microsoft, and they paid like crazy. Just ask him how he made it. He'll tell you faith and sweat and the heart of a faithful woman who never let him forget. Be a best friend and tell the truth.
Lee Bryce on Wisconsin 105.5 WIRI. That's going to do it for me, everyone. Wrapping it up just a tad bit early today because at 6:50, we have Lincoln High School Boys Hockey versus Wausau West. Good friend Chad Holmes from WXCO will be broadcasting that game from up in Wausau. He'll be joined by Bob Look. Longtime listeners will know, of course, in this area, Bob Look, an employee at WFHR for many, many years, celebrating his 50th year in broadcasting. He's going to be joining Chad for the game tonight. It's going to be great. So make sure you stay tuned right now, everyone. Lots more to come. I'll be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Make sure you tune in then. So long, everyone.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and once it's in your mind, only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road. Something terrible, and I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your free show. Knock yourself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
You don't wanna talk about it, boy, that's no surprise. You come home smelling like liquor like every other night. If I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turning to yelling and fighting. And once it's in my mind, only one way I'm driving, you know.
I know that I'ma take the high road, baby, get gone. Have a little too much of something terrible.
Terrible, and I'ma let you cool down while I walk.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart in
high school
soul.
Sports is proudly
SOS right. Warrior High School Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching.
Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
And welcome to High School Hockey Tonight on Civic Media. Tonight, special broadcast as we are simulcasting this Wisconsin Valley Conference finale between the Wausau West Warriors and the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Red Raiders on our Civic Media station in Wausau, 98.9 WXCO. And also very happy to welcome aboard tonight our Civic Media station in Wisconsin Rapids, 105.5 FM WIRI. From the Marathon Park Ice Arena in Wausau, I'm Chad Holmes. And very happy to welcome to the broadcast tonight a voice that you heard both doing Wausau West hockey in the past and in the nearer past doing Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln hockey on WFHR. And very happy to welcome Bob. Look, Bob, good to have you here.
It is such a pleasure to be here, getting to do a game with basically the last two high school programs that I used to broadcast their games, whether it be football, basketball and baseball, but hockey, of course, is one of my great loves. I mean, where else would you rather be than being in a refrigerated building and it's 0 degrees or colder outside? I mean, come on. That's what I love about this sport. No, it's a really treat to be back here. And again, with the folks down in WIRI 105.5, we used to have some of the high school games moved over to the FM site when I was working down there for WFHR because we also carried Badger Sports.
Right.
So it's not unusual for hockey to be showing up in the Wisconsin Rapids area at 105.5, but I'm glad that they're having a chance to catch, again, the Lincoln Red Raiders here wrapping up their season. Of course, the West Warriors also wrapping up their regular season, getting ready for tournament time.
Wausau West comes in with an overall record of 17 wins and 5 losses. They will finish second in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. They are 7-2. Wisconsin Rapids is 9-12 overall. They are 4-5 and currently fourth place in the WVC. The hockey seedings came out on Sunday. Wausau West earned a number 2 seed. They get a first-round bye. Their first game will be a week from Thursday night right here at the Marathon Park Ice Arena, taking on the winner of the game between number 7-seeded Superior and number 10-seeded Thomas Sparta. In that game a week from Thursday will be broadcast on 98.9 WXCO. Meantime, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln will be involved in a regional semifinal game next Tuesday, their first playoff game. Lincoln, a number 11 seed in the bracket. They will take on number 6-seeded D.C. Everest at Greenheck Turner Fieldhouse coming up next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And we're going to hear from both head coaches in the intermissions. We'll hear from head coach Pat McDonald of Wisconsin Rapids in the first intermission and the head coach of the Warriors, B.J. Brandt, in intermission number 2. And one of the things I talked about with Coach McDonald, they find D.C. Everest almost every year in the playoffs.
Yeah, it seems that way, doesn't it?
And no matter what the seedings are, they always find out. It's been 8-9 a few times. This time it's 6-11, but they find each other, and they're usually very, very competitive games.
I'll tell you, I remember having broadcasts at D.C. Everest games hosting the Lincoln Red Raiders for Rapids. The wacky thing is with me living in Rothschild, leave my house and I'm doing an away game for the team I'm covering. But they're always very competitive games. And again, when you get in that tournament time, some teams just get that hot streak. And the next thing you know, they may have a really low seed and they're suddenly surprising people. So you never know.
And one of the keys for Wisconsin Rapids, and one of the things that they've had to overcome, is right now numbers. Numbers and not quite as deep. Wausau West, much deeper team, and that's been a key for Wausau West, being able to get production from not just one line, but from two lines and three lines. Mm-hmm. And for Wisconsin Rapids, it's a very thin line for success. And what they've been able to do, and something, again, we'll hear from Coach McDonald in the intermission, he's happy with the way they're playing. He feels like they've been playing some good hockey. Last week, they had a couple of tough losses against Stevens Point, who's undefeated, and Thomas Sparta. But for the most part, he has been very happy with what his guys have been able to provide him.
Well, again, you may have a roster that is low in numbers, but if your quality players, your first stringers, the ones that get the most of the ice time, if they don't commit themselves to overdo it, and high school kids sometimes don't know how to, you know, lift off the accelerator a little bit to kind of save some of that energy for the second period and also for the nut and bolts of the third period.
Wausau West will look to, I think, take a step forward after last night. It was not a pretty performance.
Right.
They defeated Eau Claire North 3-0. 0-for-11 on the power play.
Mm.
They were good on penalty kill. North was 0-for-8. We had so much power play time in that game last night. Neither team able to do much. But in the end, the Warriors win it 3-0. What we're going to do is take a two-minute break and then come back and be set for the opening faceoff. It's Wausau West taking on Wisconsin Rapids. Wisconsin Valley Conference Hockey on Civic Media, 98.9 WXCO and 105.5 WIRI.
What's your...
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind
it's time
you
to call
that we're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Here at Home Furniture and Design, we are thankful for our wonderful customers. And at this most glorious time of the year, we are especially grateful. Thank you and season's greetings from your friends at Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
And right now, we will listen into our national anthem.
Or
and a beautiful rendition of our national anthem tonight from the Marathon Park Ice Arena as we have the Owosso West Warriors hosting the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Red Raiders. Looking at the starters, in net for Wisconsin Rapids, number 35, Noah Peterson. 3-9 record, a 4.68 goals against average, 857 save percentage. Defense pairing, senior number 2, Tyson Vilbaum, and junior number 7, Ryan Dietz. Forward line for the Raiders, number 9, senior Sawyer Wilkins. Senior number 21, Michael McDonald, and junior number 22, Griffin Schindler. Head coach of Rapids is Pat McDonald. For the Wausau West Warriors, in net, number 1, sophomore Julian Scalcucci. He has played every game this season. He's missed one period the entire year. 17-5 record. Outstanding. 2.01 goals against average. 924 save percentage. And 5 shutouts. Getting his first start at defense, number 15, sophomore Finn Richard. Along with number 12, junior Shay Jones. Forward line, left winger, number 7, Kate Damrell. He is a senior. Number 11, center, Caden Boleen. He was a senior. And number 4, Henry.